Today is Friday, May 30th. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburgh, 99, of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburgh, 99, of Boscobel. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held this morning from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements for Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.